We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 12 lines from the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, in the middle of the line, beginning of a line, Bayra Papa, more at the beginning of a line, Bayra Papa. We are continuing discussing the Chafina of the Kohen Gadol, where he takes his two hands and picks up the Keteris from the Mach that was full of Keteris, and he puts it afterwards onto a calf, and he walks into the Kohen Gadoshim with a shovel full of coals and a spoonful of k'tiris, which came from his chafina, which means his two handfuls. Bayra papa, shows like this. Bayra papa, chafon chaveroi. If a different koyin did the chafina, v'nosan l'sei chafnov and put it into the koyin's hands, and it must be the same exact size. And now the koyin's hands are full of k'tiris, and the koyin put it onto the spoon and then brought it into the koyin's hakadoshim. Mahu, what's the halacha? And the shows like this. V'loy chafnov b'ina v'ika. You have to have that you take v'lokach m'loy hamach dagach le'yesh and m'loy chafnav k'teres samim, that you have a full chafnav of k'teres samim into the k'teres kadoshim. Or you don't have a lokach v'hevi b'inon. You need it to take. It has to be taken by the Kohen Gadol and then brought into the k'teres kadoshim. V'hal leka, you don't have a v'lokach here because someone else did it. And the Gemara ends off with teiku. Now, Tosis asks that we had a shaila before similar to this. The shaila was that bein habinayim, if you have something in between your fingers, is that called v'lokach v'hevi? Because it's not b'kavana. That was the Gemara shaila mem zayin mem beis, where the Gemara has shaila because you have to have kavana to pick it up. But between your fingers, you don't have kavana. So Taisa says that even in tim tzolayma, the deer it's no good, and you need lokach v'kavana. But here it's better because here lemaisa a koyin picked it up b'kavana, and therefore it wasn't him, but it was someone did it. It was a koyach gavra, like Taisa calls it. It was at least a koyach gavra. If you see Taisa, like in the middle of Taisa, it says that af im tim tzolayma, that deer is no good because lekarach be lokach v'hevi kibin le'osu b'koyach gavra. Hachamai mi amrina afka le'af iu chafafan. What?
What was the case
doing again? How did he get Benjamin? There, he tried to pick up like this, and something got stuck between his fingers. Things got stuck before his fingers. That's the Gemara Shaila before. Shalai b'kavana. That was the Gemara Shaila before. Gemara says, Shema'elov nichnas b'nayim, v'hu lo nisgavim. That's Lashon Rashi. It came by itself. So here, Mekamah kivim t'kach gavra ka'osi shapadam. Here came from a gavra. And that's the Shaila. Gemara says, teiku. Next Shaila. Next Shaila. Talk tomorrow next. Bayi Rabbi Shuva Levi. Chofan u'meis. If the Kohen Gadol did the Chafina, but then he died before he had a chance to even put it into the calf. Or he put it into the calf, but he didn't have a chance to bring it to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Could someone else go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim now with his Chafina, with his Ketairis? What? Someone else. No, he died. He didn't touch it. He died afterwards. What?
Let's say he put it into the calf,
and then he was a little sick, and they brought him to the hospital, and he died. So now they have the calf sitting here with Keteris, and then no one got Tommy. He died in the hospital, he died en route to the hospital. Like upon him, the question is, could someone else, the Kohen Gadol, new Kohen Gadol, became the Skan, who was the second in command, he became the Kohen Gadol now, and now could he use his Chafina and walk into Kodesh Kodashim? Of course, we're assuming that it's the same size. It's the same size. And could he take that in? Could he take that in? In the calf, yeah, but he has to, we'll see. It has to be his chafina anyway. It has to be his mali chafnov, so could he go in his chafina? Omer of Chanina. So that was the shaila. Now, just to speak out, two things to speak out. First of all, this is going, even on the tzad, in even lokach vahevi, that it has to be dafka, that the coin, a different coin does is no good. But here it's better. Here the Kohen Gadol did it, Lamaisa. The Kohen Gadol did the Chafina. Just now he's not Kohen Gadol anymore, it's him. That's the Shaila, is good enough. And the Tosfos Yeshanim speaks out, which is the second thing I want to speak out. Tosfos Yeshanim speaks out, he has two tzadim, but he has a tzad that it could be if the Kohen Gadol became Tomei, then for sure it's good. Because the Kohen Gadol is still alive, so he's still around, and he could be a Royal Avoda one day, so that's fine if he did the Chafina and gave it to the next Kohen Gadol. But here, since he died, it's worse. Or the Shaila is even a case where he became Tomei. That's a Shalom to Tzadim. But upon him, the case over here was, the Kohen Gadol did a Chafina and then he died, someone else could use his Chafina or not. So Amar Rav Chanina. So the Gemara goes into a little tangent a little bit, for a few lines, and we'll come back to the Shaila. Amar Chanina, Bara A, Shaila Sarashoinim. Rav Chanina was all happy. He says, wow, I had that Shaila also. Rav Shuma Levi was older than us. Looks like I had the same Shaila as Rav Shuma Levi. Because after he heard that Rav Shuma Levi had the Shaila, he said, woo, I had the same Shaila like the Shaila Sarashoinim. Zokti Gemara, the Meimra, the Rav Shuma Levi Koshes. It sounds like from this Gemara, the Rav Shuma Levi was older than Rav Chanina. But it's not true. Vam Rabbi Shua Malevi li hita Rabbi Chanina lishta shachlayim b'Shabbos. So the kasha is Rabbi Shua Malevi said that Rabbi Chanina was matami. He called him Rabbi Chanina according to Rashi. That's the diyuk. Called him Rabbi Chanina. Sounds like Rabbi Shua Malevi is younger than Rabbi Chanina. He says Rabbi Chanina was matami to drink cress seeds on Shabbos. Somewhere says lishtois to drink cress seeds. That's pasha pshita. The halacha is that you're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. Why? Because you might come to grind the medicine on Shabbos. But the halacha is that if it's a regular food that people sometimes eat, even though it's a refuah, it's more to eat. They want to eat or drink. For example, kuli alma, you're allowed to drink prune juice on Shabbos. Because prune juice is a drink that people drink normally. It's not after they drink it for ailment. People drink it, so prune juice maybe is a little bit borderline, but Poway. People drink it, let's say Poway, because they want to have the electrolytes. They're doing a dafka for that. Mamish kavod of electrolytes. It's not a problem because people drink Poway, it's time as a drink. And also prune juice, people drink as a drink. Now, your age maybe, but we get a little older. Like upon him, kol oichlim oichladim refuah, v'chol maskin shoysa, ela lishchoik v'lishtois. Oh, that's more kasha. What do you need a heter to drink shachalayim seeds? It seems that was a normal thing to have, to drink, to eat and drink. So Gemara says, no, this was the heter. El lishchoik v'lishto shachalayim Shabbos. He had a heter to actually grind it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hey, Gedami, eat like a sakanta. If it is a sakana, Mishra Shari, it's kosmot. You don't need a heter for Rabbi Chanina. Be like a sakanta. If it's no sakana, mesa asher, taka asher, to grind the seeds on Shabbos to make the drink. So Gemara says, lo'ilam de'ika sakanta. There was a sakana. So what did he need a heter for? This was his shayla. Rishon Levi's shayla was, mi masya, does it heal? The nechalayo Shabbos, so that I can mechal Shabbos. Oh, loy masya, it doesn't heal, so I can't. Loy nechalayo Shabbos, I can't mechal Shabbos. And therefore, he got a heter for Rav Chanina. Chanina told him medical advice, and he said that it is, that it heals. It does heal. Maestro Rav Chanina, why did he have to ask Rav Chanina? The Baki Rafuas, who? Rav Chanina was a Baki Rafuas. No, that's why I said the Rai was from Rebbe Chanina. We called him Rebbe Chanina, not from the Heta. The Amar Rav Chanina, Ma'olam Lo Sha'ani Adam. So Hani Rav Chanina was a Baki Rafuas. Who the Amar Rav Chanina, Ma'olam Lo Sha'ani Adam Makas Preda Levana Avichaya. A person never came to me with a wound from a mule, and a white mule, and he lived. People see, get a wound from a mule, a white mule, and they do live. It means that it got better, healed completely. I never saw a wound from that heal completely. You see, taka does heal sometimes completely. My answer is, for some kaninu, when there's a red mule, the chivron reish karayu, and the bottom of the legs are white, kaminon. That type of mule, he never saw anyone get healed from such a wound from such a mule. Back upon him, do you see that Chanina, what? Yeah, pray to Levana, yeah. The Maisa, Akapon, what you see from here is that Rabbi Shuba Levi got a heter from Rabbi Chanina, and Rashi says, if you call him Rabbi, it's a raya that Rabbi Chanina was older. And so, L'chairo, you see from here that I am a Ritzchias, so who takes issue with that, but this is Rashi's Pshat. Akaponim, so you see that Rabbi Chanina was older than Shuba Levi. He was older, so what does it mean? He said, oh, I'm all happy, I asked the Shiloh of the Rishonim. So the word of Allah comes, he means Sha'altam kishilah shal rishonim. At the opposite, he was saying about Rabbi Shuva Levi Shaila, wow, Rabbi Shuva Levi, pretty impressive. You're asking Shailas like my Shaila, which I am from the Rishonim. So that means that right now the Gemara is saying Rabbi Chanina had the same Shaila. Could if a Kohen Gadol does a chafina and he dies, and the new Kohen Gadol comes and takes over, he had the same Shaila, could have used the first Kohen Gadol's chafina? So Gemara says, how can we have such a shayla? Me and Rav Chanina, Hachi, does Rav Chanina really have such a shayla? But Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina has a halacha like this. This is not a shayla, it's a halacha, he holds. Bepar v'loi v'domi shal par. It says in the Pasuk, v'zoyf yovei arin al kodesh, bepar v'baka l'chaz oil oila. That arin, the kohen, is only allowed to go into the kodesh of kodoshim with a par v'baka l'chatos v'ayal oila. And Rav Chanina says, it has to be dafka par, but not a dam mishal par. That means, if he comes into the picture after it's already dam, that's no good. If you want to write the Kodesh Goshem, you have to bring actual live par. So therefore, if the first Kohen Gadol dies after the Chavina, he has to bring a par. Because according to Rav Chanina, you can't, so let's just back up a step. The order of the Avodah Zarah It starts with the vidui, the hagrala, then comes the shechita, the par, they give someone to mix, and then they do the k'tairis. So you're after, if you're after the chafina of k'tairis, it means that the par was shechted already. If the par was shechted already, that means you have all you have is damsha par, blood of par right now. So if you have a new kohen gadol, according to Chanina, you got to bring a new par in. You have to shech the new par. So just shech the par right now. Shech the par right now. That's the question. Yeah. So Gemara explains why you can't do that. So the Gemara, I don't know, par v'le damsha par. V'om Rav Chanina, k'tairis shechafna koidem shechitas par, lo yos leklum. If you do the k'tairis before the shechitas par, lo yos leklum, because every order is exact. And if Toyom remembers, we had before, a shal about the order. If it's go chukah, it's going on the order of Masha Kodesh Kedoshim, or outside, whole Shaila. The Gemara says this, everyone agrees, chukah goes on this, because Tzairach Prim Ke Prim Nami. That's the Gemara says, Zadaf Nun Oma Beis. Al Kaponim, so he can't have a Shaila. In this case, according to Rav Chanina, Kuli Ami, you have to do new chafina. You know why? Because you have to do new par. If you have to do par, you have to do chafina. So there's no Shaila about it. So we have to now change again, tweak it a little bit more like this. Hach Kamar. What?
That's exactly.
Which right. What's he saying? So Marzan saying tweak what he says now. Hachkama. This is what Rechni was saying. Midikma Bailey, since you have a shaila about chaf and vameis, obviously you don't hold of my thing about par. You obviously hold, you're going to that the new kohen gadol could start with the dam shel par. Well, in my the sphere lay and feed your shaila, you should know that in my days, the ones who argued with me also had the same shaila. Well, in my the sphere lay, shaila say, kashila say, rishonim. In my days, the rishonim had the same exact question of what's the halacha with a, if you hold that, you can even go with dam shapar, what's the halacha if they did a chafina and he died, do you have to do a new chafina or can you use the chafina of the first kohen god? So, my haba halacha. So, what's the halacha, lemaisa? Agabi chafan v'meis. If he did chafina and he died, a new kohen gadol comes, does he have to does he have to make a new chafina or can use the first chafina? So Gemara says, Amar Papa, if chayfen chayze v'chayfen chaver nichnas b'chafinasai dam kaima chafina, he ain't chayfen chayze v'chayfen tabayolach. So our Papa says like this, that we have a shayla, and the Gemara we post the shayla on is. Everyone knows you do a first chafina, you put it into the spoon. When you get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what do? You just tip over the spoon onto the coals and you let it burn up that way? Or you first put it into your hands, do another chafina, and then from your hands you put it onto the coals. That's the shayla. What? It's the shayla. The shayla. So it's like this. If you hold chayfin v'chayz v'chayfin, then chaver nichnas b'chayfin also. Why? Then v'kayim v'chafina. Because he's going to do a chafina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The whole shayla is only if you hold, you don't do it again. But if you're doing it again, you're getting a chafina. That's your papa's taina. Papa's taina is. So what you're asking is, both Tosis and Tosharim ask that if you hold, you have to be chayz of a chayfin, the lamaisi need two chafinas. So what are you gaining? You don't have two chafinas.
Especially because you need the
lokach. No, yeah. I'm saying, you've been saying the first was ikar, but let's say, we need two chafinas. So that's the kasha. Tosharim and Tosis ask this question. So the Tosfos Yeshanim answers that since you have a Kohen Gadol who does the first Chafina, and the Kohen Gadol inside does his own Chafina, so L'maisi you have two Chafinas. The whole question was, it's not the same Kohen Gadol. Of that, that's good enough. But I have the Kohen two Chafinas is enough. If they're both done with the Kohen Gadol, that's for sure enough. That's Tosfos Yeshanim's Teretz. Tosfos himself says a little bit different. He says that if you hold, it's very different. Tosfos holds like this. If the Lachas you do two Chafinas, that means there's no limit to Chafinas. So then it's possible you'll do another chafina now. Why not? Before you do it. It's only if there's a limit to one chafina, then there's a shayla, should I do another chafina or not? But if you hold that you could do again inside the Kodesh HaKadosh with chafina, so you can do a third one also. And you'll do another one right now. That's the Taisa speaks out. A little bit harder. What? The first one's no good, right. The first one's no good. But that's the cause. Come here for your papa. If you hold chayzev chayfim chayfim, it's not a shayla. We'll go to Tasham Shat, because since you do another one inside, it's good enough. That's Rav Papa Shita. Rav Huna said the opposite. Only Rav Huna braid the Rav Yeshua or Rav Papa ad the Rava. If you have to do it again, you shouldn't go in. Why? It's impossible. Two people's hands be the exact same size. It's impossible. So that's not a shayla. That's a shayla. That's a shayla.
The first one's
what?
The first one's bigger, so what's the problem?
The first one's bigger, you have to have full hand. Allah has a full hand. What?
So
right, that's not good. That's not good. It has to be full hands. The first one's bigger.
The first one's bigger. Then he puts
in the to fall on the floor.
It's not exact. What do you mean?
No, it's more than that. It is exact measurement. It's a chukka, it's kedusha, it's well yesterday, it's exactly to fufos. And if there's extra, then you're not, that all became kaddish for k'taris. Yeah? That's all
been
k'taris.
The first one became kaddish.
The first one became kaddish, k'taris. That's k'taris. What?
Exactly. Right. How do you exact on tefufas? There has to be a little over.
Yeah. Right. There's a certain amount. Al kaponim. So what comes out from this Gemara is
in between being like this and right.
So what comes out from this Gemara is like this: that if you find out that what the halacha is about chayzev chayvim chayfin, you can have machlokes or papa and avuna. And I'll give you a little sneak preview. The Gemara on top of Amud Beis says that avadi do another chafina. That's the halacha. Do another chafina kodesh kedoshim. So it comes out, since we pass in Chayzer v'Chayfin, so it's Machlokes L'maisa Amarayim, what's the halacha? According to our papa, then it's not a problem. The Chafam v'Meis is not a problem, because you do another Chafina. According to Rav Huna, since you have to do it again, then Vadai, you do have to do another Chafina. So it comes out, halacha L'maisa is Machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Huna, what the halacha is. It's not really a Shaila, because we pass in that way, Amud Beis.